Aurora heard Rovo's warning call and responded with habit, "Set him up and let him loose." Three Severs sat in the back in crash harnesses, and each pressed a small button under their right hand. The shuttle's ceiling held drop-down screens hanging from metal bars. The displays swung right in front of the Severs' faces, each perfectly aligned thanks to micro-cameras measuring eye level. Each screen flipped to show a cannon's feed. Two on the bottom, split to the bow and aft of the shuttle, and one on top, all charged and ready to fire. Aurora's snapped on first, giving her the front-facing lower cannon. Showed the world of stormy, musty, yellow-gray fog they were descending into as the shuttle went lower and lower. Nothing appeared on her scopes. Who knew whether Dinas had any kind of defense, but survival dictated acting as if the planet bristled with death. "I'm picking up a heat signature. Looks like energy use," Apony said through their transponders. "Gonna land on top of it. Feel it's as good a spot as any."
"Just don't get us killed," Sai said.
"Do I ever?"
"Any sign of threats?"
Aurora snapped. She had no problem with squad banter, so long as it didn't distract in a dangerous moment.
"No," Apony replied, but her voice trailed even as she spoke.
"Wait. Coming behind, a pair of Darter-class skiffs."
Skiffs?
If they flew open-top craft like those here, then Dinas had a thick atmosphere. Breathable. Skiffs also meant Dinas didn't understand who they were dealing with. Sure, not having a plated hull or windshield might make for pretty views, but it also made for an easy target. Couldn't shield open space. Aurora would have loved to trigger a few shots and let go the tight knots that always formed in her muscles as missions began, but Gregor had the rear cannon and the first chance to speckle Dinas's fog with the enemy's bits and pieces. The dropship didn't shudder when Gregor fired his cannon, a total lack of feedback Aurora should have been used to by now. No projectiles like in the old models, so no recoil. Just a hum, a draining battery's whine. As battle went, lasers made the whole thing feel artificial, like they were playing a game. Aurora knew that feeling would vanish with the first casualty showing what a laser's direct strike could do to a person, but Gregor's fire didn't deliver that absolution.
"They're splitting their approach, lightly armed," Gregor said after his initial volley. "I see two cannons on each one, mounted bow and aft. I've already neutralized the front cannon on mine."
"Only because your pilot doesn't know how to dodge," Sai added. "Mine at least understands the concept." The soupy fog broke as Apony soared the shuttle down. Lush, deep green poked through, caught by the drop shuttle's lights, which Apony switched on as the clouds, now above, consumed most starlight daring to try and get this far. If Aurora had to guess, the reason Dinas had life at all came down to its heat trap of an atmosphere, boiling up biological sludge from whatever unlucky rock collection collided to form Dinas in the first place.
"Keep your eyes open for ground defenses," Apony said.
The shuttle rattled as Apony finished. Something popped, and smoke flooded into the cabin. No, not smoke. Fog from outside.
"What was that?"
Aurora snapped.
"The skiffs,"
Sai replied.
"Not the main cannons, something weird from handheld rifles. My guess? Homing drones with explosives attached. Can we move any faster?"
"This is a drop shuttle, Sai. We're basically falling."
The cocky sass vanished from Apony's voice, signaling a pilot focusing on her flying, which meant a serious situation. Aurora cut off her own urge to ask Apony for details. One of the hardest parts about leading Sever lay in trusting the team, holding off the urge to question their every action, ask for and approve of every detail.
"The second skiff is cutting overhead,"
Gregor yelled. Aurora didn't need to hear any more. Her view screen flashed bright yellow in the upper left corner, the shuttle scanners indicating a target. Aurora used her eyes, dragging them to the target's position. The move aimed the cannon, and she stared back up into that fog. Waited. The contact between Aurora's eyes and the screen kept the feed active, the cannon primed. A long dark shadow cut across the screen. Aurora blinked both eyes, and the cannon fired, a bright green bolt into the ether. Aurora blinked again, and again, and again, sending shots towards the shape, which flared into a beautiful orange and red rose.